Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on Zois Torah Semitzora, where we saw B'Yisod HaDvorim that we are really mit'alem. We're trying to avoid our focus, directing our focus on the Mitzora himself and the Tzorua himself, and instead on the Kohen, whose job it is to be mitar the Mitzora. And with that Yisod, we explained numerous things. B'si'ata d'shmaya v'advarim ayu me'irei inayim v'mesamchei lev baruch Hashem. Zakim u'behirim kasapirim me'irim u'kikachavim mazhirim. Thank God. And now we're continuing on b'si'ata d'shmaya. So now we can explain Pasuk Zayin. V'izal metaher and he sprinkles, meaning the Kohen, on the person becoming pure from his tzaras 7 times, and he purifies him, and he sends the living bird onto the face of the field. So, our Chaim HaKadosh asks, "Lam li l'mashakosef ha-mitar min ha-tzaras?" That's what the pasuk is talking about. We know the pasuk is talking about. Didn't have to say just a v'hiza sheba pa'amim. We know what we're talking about. Why does it have to say ha-mitar min ha-tzaras? V'yoser yesh lahakshos. We can ask nachmer. Why is this different than what it says in Pasuk Dalet? But Siva Kohen v'lokach lemitayah. There it doesn't say lemitar min atzaras. Because we know we're talking about the mitar min atzaras, the one who's going to be pure from the tzaras. So why is it that in Pasuk Dalet it doesn't say min atzaras? And here it does say min atzaras. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That it says ha-mitahir min atzaras, u-makbil, is parallel to what it says in Pasuk Gimel. Behold, the nega tzaras has been healed from the tzarua. Zot omeret, as we explained in the previous year from the Malbim, that usually we relate to the person getting better, not to the makkah, not to the affliction. And here we relate to the affliction. V'hine nirpa nega ha-tzoras. As anachom mityachasim, la nega v'lo le-metzora. Po'a din kenu v'ma shekatu pasuk zayin. V'hiza la-metaher min ha-tzora ad 7 pa'amim. Hainu. Sh'ne'emra ha-za'a al ha-nega v'lo le-metzora. The hazah, the sprinkling of his blood, is for the nega and not on the mitzora. And what's said in this pasuk is that we're sprinkling, that the kohen is sprinkling on the mitayer, hainu min hatzaras, vizal mitaher, when he's sprinkling on the mitayer. It's min atzaras. It's from the tzaras. So that's ashal zehu sheyeshna hityachasut shel v'hiza. That is what we're saying when we're talking about the v'hiza. We're talking about the v'hiza on the tzaras, not on the tzarua, because we're relating to the person. Not only mitaher atzmo, but lechein lo sheach lomar ken ele klapei maase hakohen sheneemru bepsukim gimel v'zayin. So this can only be said when we're relating to the mice of the kohen, and that's what we have in pasuk gimel, and that's what we have in pasuk zayin. Pasuk Gimel ורא הכהן והנה נר פני הצרעת מן הצרוע. So we're referring to the naga. And then in Pasuk Zion, V'yizalem eter min hatzaras, again relating to the tzaras, Sheva pa'amim, that he's mazi, takes the tzipor achaya, the etz erez, the shnitelas, the ezoiv, and he's toivel them, and the living tzipor in the blood of the shechted tzipor over the stream, and then he sprinkles. Machenken pasuk ches, it says v'chibes hametaheret es begodof v'gilach es kol se'aro v'rochatz b'mayim v'toher v'achar yavoy al ha'machane v'yoshav michutz la'olo shivas yomim. So in that pasuk, it says hametar v'lo hametar min hatzoras. It says that the one who's mitar, becoming pure, washes his clothing, shaves his body, washes himself in water, etc. So it's talking about the, it doesn't say menatzaras, it's a mitaya. Mikivan she medubar, here we're speaking about the maisa mitzara atzmai. Only when we speak about others, there we're mityaches, we relate only to the nega, not to the person, the bala nega. And therefore in Pasuk Gimel, shekanitba'er ne'amra tzurat et yachasut, zo b'ma shekatuv v'tziva ha'kohen, tu'ein tzrich la'ashmina ba b'osefa shel ha'meter min ha'nega. You don't have to worry about it in Pasuk Gimel. It says v'tziva ha'kohen. That's what we spoke about in the previous shiur, that the focus is on the kohen. The emphasis is on the kohen. The pasuk Dalet, v'tziva kohen, v'lakach la'mitaher. We only say v'lakach la'mitaher, not mitaher min hatzaras. V'lakach la'mitaher, because we already know that we're relating to the, we're not relating to the mitzvah, because here we already have at the beginning of the pasuk the emphasis is on the kohen v'tziva kohen, and therefore it's not necessary to say la'mitaher min hatzaras. Or mitar min anega. And therefore it only says v'lakach l'mitar. But here where it doesn't say v'tziva kohen in Pasuk Zayin, so it just says v'hiza l'mitahir, there it says, okay, min hatzoras. It's telling you that it's only min hatzoras, we're relating to the tzoras, and not to the bala tzoras. Because again, this is the way we're trying to break his gaiva. ומעתה נראה שמה שפתחה הפרשה, פרשה opens up with זויסטיה תוירס המצוירו ביום תהרוסוי והובו אל הכהן. That this will be the Torah of the Metzora on the day of his purity, and he is brought to the Kohen. And what this is coming to tell us is not the maisim that are going to be described later on in the parasha, because those are written explicitly. So what do we need the zois toiras hamitzois tia toiras hamitzoira? What do you need that for? And that was the kasha we saw of the Arachaim HaKadosh. Ela akavanahi lamehut. We're talking about the essence here. שחלה במצורה ביום ובזמן תהרתו. This mahus is chal, takes effect on the mitzora, on the day of his tahara. In other words, what's this chalois? That he's commander lesa. It's like he doesn't exist. It's like he's some sort of object. We're not relating to his as a human being. He's just something we have to do something to. But again, that's the way to break the gaiva, like we spoke about the Ben HaRosha at the Seder. Shal ze ne'amar, sha'et yachasut klapav, hi et yachasut shel v'huva la kohen. Kishem Shekenu Bechefetz. So that's why we have this Isiachsus of Huvel. He's brought to the Kohen, like an object is brought. And it doesn't mean that he's brought against his will, because on that the Kli Yakar asks, that it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yatza Kohen al Michutz la'machane. So it's mashim that the Kohen comes to him, not that he's brought to the Kohen. So when it says V'huva al Kohen, it's talking about the Yachasut. It's at Yachasut, we're relating to him as a V'huva, as if he's being brought. We're negating his Chashivus. And on that it says that that's going to be his Torah, that's going to be his essence, the teaching, what we have from him, from who he is, that's going to be who he is on the day of his Tahara, B'yom uvizman Taharato. And then because we have this Hagdore, because we have this definition, we do these Maisim. Because his definition is Kaman Delesa, we have to do these Maisim in order to complete the purification process. And on that, we have L'shteit in Pasuk Gimel. V'yatza v'ro, v'hinei nirpo nega ha-tzoras min ha-tzarua. And the nega tzoras has been healed from the tzarua. Shekanal. Hainu et yachasut la-nega. We're relating to the nega in Pasuk Gimel. And the mitzorah is just the heichetimsi, just the means that there should be a nega. We also see in Ezov and Shlitolas that these are all making him command the Delesa. These are things that are very small and low. So it's like he's a nothing to break his Gaiva. And that's what's going to give him the Tyra. And we're mashbil him from his Gaiva, like Rashi says. And therefore there's no superfluity in this Pasuk. Zoistia Torah HaMitzayra. And not Torah Tara HaMitzayra. Because here we're not talking about the Tyra that the Pesukim are talking about later on, but rather referring to the Mitzayra himself. What's his Mahus? B'yoyim Taharaso, and therefore it's Tali in the Mitzayra, and not in his Tahar. And for this reason, it also says Tairas HaMitzayra, and not Tairas Sherboi Nega Tzaras. Like it says later on in Pasuk Lamed Beis that we asked about in the first year, because there we're talking about the Taira. So therefore, the Siba is because he's Tairas Asherbo Anega, Nega Tzaras, because he has this Nega. So there we're talking about the actual process of purification. But here we're talking about essences. We're talking about mahuyot. So therefore it doesn't say asher boi neged tzaras. It's a kamashulan al mahus ha'ish ma'i. What's the mahus of this person? And therefore it's telling the person that he's a mitzayra. And that's why it says zois tia toras ha'mitzayra. What's the toras ha'mitzayra? What's the essence of this mitzayra? B'yoyim ta'arasoi. V'hu ve'ala koyein. That he, it's just like that he's brought, we're not mityaches to him. We don't relate to him. He's just like an object that's being brought to the Kohen. We relate to the refuah, not to the person, but to the nega. Again, I call kedei lashpil et gavato. Shehevi alav et nega hazeh melechatchila. And now we can answer the kasha, the Kli Yakar, shemitzad echod, ketuv ba'pasuk mitzoyra. So it's mashma that he's still a mitzoyra. On the other hand, it says b'yom tarasoy, the day of his purity. So that's mashma, he's not a mitzoyra. If he's a mitzoyra, it's not the day of his purity. And if it's day of his purity, it's not a mitzoyra. And also, how does it say, as we asked in the previous year, how does it say Yom Taharasa before Vihine Nirpa? First just tell that he's healed, and then tell us that it's the Yom Taharasa. Alei kodem ha-refua. Kodem ha-refua ain kan Yom Taharasa. Fa'al de-refua, lefnei refua, there's no Yom Taharasa. So based on what we explained, that it says Yom Taharasa is not referring to the Taira itself. Because the Taira itself is only after v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min ha-tzarua. And he's still a mitzoyra. So how do we have yom ta'arasoi? But rather the nidon is on the yom, ha-nidon hu al ha-yom ve'azman shechala bo ha-metziut. Umahut mesuyamet shel v'uva la'kohen. We're talking about this time frame, this day, this time frame, where he has this mitzias of v'uva la'kohen. And on this it says that the name of this time frame is Yom Ta'arasai, the day of his purification. That's when he has this mahus of being a nobody, of being a nothing. When does he have this mahus of being a nothing? B'Yom Ta'arasai. Because that's the time frame of his purity, when he's becoming a nothing. That's what gives him his purity. So it's not talking about the Taira itself. Taira itself is only after Nirpa. But here we're dealing with the Hagdara. The Hagdara of being a Yom Ta'arasai is when he's a nobody. This is the Torah, this is the law, this is the essence of the Mitzayra, the Yom Ta'arasai. And what's that essence? It's the essence of Ahuva El HaKohen. So in the time frame of Yom Ta'arasai, he's of Ahuva El HaKohen person, meaning we don't relate to him. Why doesn't it say Zman Ta'arasai? So from here, the Gemara learns that the Torah is during the day and not at night. So that's also correct. But there are two things being taught here. A, that it's the day and not night. But also on a pshat level. Sheshem hazman u'mahut zo yishna bezman shel yom ta'arato. When he has this mahus of being a nobody, so that's the day of his ta'ira. That's the time frame of his ta'ira. We're not talking about the actual ma'isa tahara. That's only after v'nirpa. That's later. Right now we're just defining the essence of the time frame of Yom Ta'arasai is the V'huva El HaKohen. And that's the nature of this, the Tia Torah Samitzar, that's who he is. He's a V'huva El HaKohen, it's like just some object brought to the Kohen. And that is the nature of his, of Tahara. Of this time frame of Tahara. So you can still call him a mitzora. Because right now he's a mitzora. But he hasn't yet been purified. We're defining what's going to bring the purity here. What's going to bring the purity is that... In this time frame is V'huva El HaKohen. In other words, what's going to make it Yom Ta'arasai is V'huva El HaKohen. So at this time he's still a Mitzora. But that's how he becomes an Ois Mitzora. We define him as a V'huva El HaKohen. And the male it's Yom Ta'arasai. This is going to be the time frame of his purity, even though he hasn't yet been purified, because he's V'huva El HaKohen. And that's the essence of this Mitzayra. Yes, he's a Mitzayra, but by making it V'huva El HaKohen, it becomes Yom Ta'arasai. This is what he's going to become in this time frame. That's his essence. His essence is a nothing, is a nobody, and therefore this is Yom Ta'arasai. This definition is really the root of the Ta'ara process. That's why it could be called Yom Ta'arasai, even though before he hasn't yet been purified. But conceptually, this starts the conceptual process. Conceptually, this starts the process. And therefore, it's before Vihine Nirpa, because right now it's just conceptual. The זה מתאים מאוד לדרשת הגמרא, this stems beautifully with the drash of the Gemara in Erechin 15b, Vayikra Rabbi here. And Zosi HaTeres HaMetzer, HaTeres Motzi Shem, is the Marsha, wants to know what the Makor and the Yitur of this drash is that you can darshan. Why is it a Yit? Why is it superfluous? And what's the source that you can darshan Zosi HaTeres HaMetzer that it's talking about Motzi Shem Ra? You have to say Metzorah. So how do you know it's talking about Motzi Shem Ra? So the Or HaChaim says that this pasuk is superfluous. Remember we spoke about how? Why to say Zos Tia Torah Metzorah? The whole thing is superfluous. So therefore it's Darshan Motzi Shem Ra. But the Or HaChaim asks, why is this referring to the Zman HaTahara? Should it say Zman HaTumah? Tell us that he's a Metzorah because of Motzi Shem Ra B'Zman HaTumah, not B'Zman HaTahara. Then he has the Onesh. Why B'zman HaTahara, not B'zman HaTumah? Based on what we said, it's very good. L'fi dvareinu mevo'ar heitev. Because mitzad echad Rashi writes in Pasuk Dalet that Negoyim come because of Lashon Hara. But Behemshech, when he talks about the fact that you need Eitz Eretz, he says it comes on Gasas Ruach. So Charid is austere. Is it because of arrogance? Is it because of Lashon Hara? So we have to say, in Taka, this is Chachamim says this, that Lashon Hara comes from Gasas HaRuach. They really come. That's where Lashon Hara comes from. It's really one and the same. Lashon Hara comes from Gasis Ruach. Like the Chafetz Chaim is Marech and Shmiras Halash and Sharetz Vina Perakit Dalet. Or with Psicha the Chafetz Chaim Lav and Ois Hey. Ayin Shem Eber Maim Chaim Medivrei Rabbeinu Yonah B'Sharei Tshuva. V'lachain, and therefore, Achain Ba Tzarat Al Gasut HaRuach. Really the Tzaraz comes because of Gasis Ruach. And this Gasis Ruach brings to Lashon Hara. And it's also mashman the Sigin Erchin. We bring from Rav Chisda Amar Mar Ukva that the Gemara says that this is an Erchin and Daf Tesvov Amud Beis. Kol Mesaper Lashon Hara Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Ani Yuchalim Ladur Ba'olam. If anyone's Mesaper Lashon Hara, we relate to Lashon Hara, malicious speech, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live within the same world. Shinamar Maloshni Basesa Rayeo, also Atsmis Kavainaim Ruchab Leva, also Laucha. Atukioso Laucha Laito Laucha. Whoever slanders his neighbor, and Hashem says about anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, I can't dwell with him in the world. Because it says, whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, I will destroy him. Whoever is haughty of eye and proud of heart, I will not suffer him. Don't read the phrase, I will not suffer him, also. But rather, Ito, I can't dwell with him. God is saying, he can't dwell with this person in the world, though. So, talking about someone who's speaking Lashon Hara. And some say that God's not able to tolerate a certain type of person is reference to an arrogant person. In other words, it says in the end of the pasuk, proud of heart. Gvayinayim ruchav levav, also lo'uchal, ito lo'uchal. A person's gvayinayim ruchav levav, they have a haughty eye, they're proud of heart, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't suffer him. So some say it's talking about a mesaper Lashon Hara, and some say it's talking about gasei haruach, that God can't live with them. Now, the end of the pasuk, also lo'uchal, is talking about gasis haruach. So how do we learn that it's talking about lashon hara, which is the resh of the pasuk? It's in the resh of the pasuk, lashon hara, in the seif of the pasuk, that God can't live with him. It's talking about gasis haruach. So how does the Gemara darshan it? That's talking about those who speak lashon hara. And it must be that the seif of the pasuk is the same with the resh of the pasuk, the mesapri lashon hara, taka gasis haruach. That's why they're speaking Lashon Hara, because they're Gasei Ruach, and therefore it says that the Pasuk, the Seif, is also talking about the Reisha. It's talking about the Seif, and it's talking about the Reisha. That God can't live with somebody who's a Gasei Ruach, like it says in the Seif, and God can't live with somebody who's a Mesaper Lashon Hara, which is the same as the Gasei Ruach. And the Reisha of the Pasuk is talking about Lashon Hara, but it's really one and the same. And therefore, so you see again that Mesaper Lashon Hara and Gasei Ruach, it comes from the same Yisai. The person's a Mesaper Lashon Hara because he's a Gasei Ruach. And therefore the Kapar and Lashon Hara is being mevatel the yisoid that brings the Lashon Hara, which is by being mashpil his gasis haruch, when mevatel his gasis haruch by lowering him. And that is expressed in the pasuk Zosi HaTeiras HaMetzorah B'yoyim Taharosu V'hu V'elekoin. We have to sheyesh lefol et hashpalato. We have to activate his hashpala, lowering him, and mevatel his gasis haruch that brings him to this Hotzah Hashem and to the Lashon Hara. So this drosh is mamish pashtis haposuk. Zois tia toiras hametzora. That our job is to biyom taroso. We want to make him pure. And therefore this is the toiras moitzi shemra. This is the Torah of Misapri Lashon Hara, at Yesh Lashpila. And how do you do that? So that's why it says it over here. It says he's a Motzi Shemer by the Refuah. Because we're talking about how to get to the Refuah. You know what the Torah, you know what the essence of this Mitzvah, of this Motzi Shemer is? That we have to be Yom Taras, you know how you purify him? You know how you purify this Motzi Shemer? Zosia Taras HaMitzvah B'Yom Taraso? You know how this becomes Yom Taraso? You know, you make him to something pure by behuv alakoi, by being mashpilim. So again, zos tiyatara samitzera, we're not talking about the actual tahara. We're talking about his essence. This is his, this is the mahus. The mahus is that he has Gatzis HaRuach. And that's why he's a Motzi Shemra. He's a Mitzoyer, he's a Motzi Shemra. And therefore, in order to get to the V'yom Taroso, we want to get to his purity, so it has to be a V'huva El HaKohen. We have to bring him to the Kohen. It has to be that we don't relate to him. He just brought this some sort of object. Hakavanah lemahut shechala b'metzora b'yom uvizman tarato. That he has a chalos of command alesa. So what's the mahus? That, what are we trying to, how do we make him into nothing? V'huve el ha-kohen. Like by a chefetz. So lemaisa, it's the kohen, he goes out to him. That's in the Lamaisa, and the whole Lamaisa of the Torah we get to later on. And therefore it says only after Yom Tarasa Venir Penegat Ras Minetzeru. That's the Lamaisa. But here we're talking about conceptually. Conceptually, how do we make it this time of purity? This Motzara, this Motzi Shemra. By Vuhuva Alakoin. By being Mevatel his Yeshus. By being Mevatel, he's trying to make himself into a Yesh, into a something. And that's why he spoke Lashon Hara, because he thought he's better than Yanam. And the Meilar Avod is to make him into a nothing. It's Mevatel, it's Gatzis HaRuach, which brought him to the Lashon Hara, and that's his purity. So Meir Rebbe Rabbi said, "Hadvarim ayu meirei inayim u'samchei lev, zakim u'beirim k'kochavim ma'asirim, meirim k'tzapirim baruch Hashem." And there's obviously a lot more to say, but we will conclude here. Thank Hashem that we were able to learn this beautiful Torah. And we should continue seeing the flows from the Torah. And of course, the Iker is Gadol Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom.